This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, October 28th, 2020. I'm Caleb Brown. The brutal killing of a schoolteacher in France over images of Muhammad displayed in class comes at the same time that French President Macron hopes to reform the practice of Islam in France. What are the implications for the freedom of speech? Fleming Rose is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. We spoke this week. Before we get into the substance of these attacks, you noted before we started recording that it's important to understand that France, as a country, was, like the United States, founded on a set of ideals.
Yes. And this goes back to, the French Revolution and the Declaration of Man. These are the ideals of the Republic, implying that in France, when you are out in the public domain, you do not meet one another as, a Muslim, Christians, atheist, immigrant, non-immigrant, but as citizens, as equal citizens. And this teacher who recently was killed or beheaded in France, he was in fact teaching a class, the principles of civic education in France, and one of the foundational ideas of France is the secular state and principles of freedom of religion and freedom of expression. And as part of this, and as part of this class, he was showing cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. I think two cartoons that had been published by the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo some years ago. And as our listeners probably know, in 2015, 12 journalists and cartoonists at Charlie Hebdo's offices in France were attacked by two brothers, radical Islamists, and they were killed.
In this most recent attack, this teacher, which we haven't mentioned yet, was beheaded.
Yes. He was shot and then beheaded by a young man from Chechnya, a Muslim republic in the south of Russia. He had been granted asylum, even though his first application had been denied, but he appealed to a higher court, and then it was confirmed.
Emmanuel Macron calls it terrorism, and you think that's fair?
I mean, it depends on your definition, of course. But I'm yes, it was terrorism in the sense that the idea of terrorism is to terrorize, meaning that by committing violence or threatening violence, you try to impose some ideas on the public, on citizens in a society, and in that sense, it's just not ordinary. An ordinary crime, and that's why I think that the most effective tool when it comes to fighting terrorism is in fact that people living in a society do not accept to be terrorized, which means that you go on with your life and you do the things that you want to do without paying attentions to the ambitions of terrorists that maybe they want to silence you, they want to spread fear, or whatever it might be.
Is it France's response here? And I don't want to get the order of these events mixed up, because Emmanuel Macron recently came out with a reform plan that he announced before this attack, which was an effort to reform the practice of Islam in France. And that just doesn't seem like something that is useful or productive. It seems like it could be enormously counterproductive.
Yes, but I think France is in a state of moral panic. And in fact, President Macron announced this plan in the aftermath of another terrorist attack that 2 or 3 weeks ago happened in front of the former officers of Charlie Hebdo, when two journalists who happened to stand in front of the building, but they did not, they were not employed by Charlie Hebdo, who long ago moved to another building. And in the aftermath of that attack, President Macron announced that he would, I think it's just not about reforming the education of Muslim clerics, but it's a broader political plan. But I agree with you in the sense that this, in fact, goes against the ideals of the Republic and the separation of state and church, because you know, you have a very militant, tough secularism in France, far tougher than in the United States and Denmark, even though we also have a division or separation of church and state. And usually the state and the government in France is not allowed to interfere with religious education and religious life. That's purely a private matter. But in these extraordinary circumstances, it seems this is exactly what Macron intends to do.
But if you're a Muslim living in France and you are horrified by these kinds of attacks, to see the government of the country that you live in decide that they want to reform the practice of your faith in that country, it might push some people to say, well, I'm more with these other guys now than I am with the broad principles that underlie French society.
Yes, but on the other hand, in fact, there are imams in France who have supported Macron's initiative. But I think, Caleb, what is at stake here is also a principle that that has its roots in the wars of religion several hundred years ago, and that also had as its focal point France back in the 15th and 16th century, even into the 17th century. You had wars of religion between Catholics and Protestants. And after believers of both sides had been killing one another for decades, if not centuries, they finally decided that this cannot go on forever. We have to work out a concept of religious tolerance, implying that if you are a Protestant minority living in a Catholic community, the Catholics cannot just go out and kill all the Protestants, even though they hated Protestants and they perceived the Protestant interpretation of Christianity as a physical threat to their way of life. So in the aftermath of the wars of religion, a concept of religious tolerance was born in Europe and in France, implying that even though I hate Catholics or Protestants, I have to live with these things that I hate, without, you know, using threats, intimidation, violence, or the law to silence them. And I think this is, in fact, what is going on right now in France, that migrants with a Muslim community, they have to learn to live with the fact that there are other people or minorities within their own faith communities who are critical or who have a different understanding of Islam. And even though they hate it, they have to learn to live with it. And this is, in fact, the essence of religious tolerance in the way it came into European life several hundred years ago. So we have to reinvent and explain this essence of religious tolerance when it comes to migrants with a Muslim conscience. I just want to remind our listeners that some people are saying, well, this is just a small minority, and I think that's true, but we should not forget that in 13 countries with Muslim majorities in the Middle East, in Central Asia, in North Africa, in Africa, you have the death penalty for blasphemy, meaning that what this French teacher did, you know, showing blasphemous cartoons in class is a crime that can be compared to the 9/11 attack on the United States, killing several thousand people. You receive the death penalty in both cases in these countries. And this is a population of 725 million people. That's more people than live in the European Union today. So I don't think that we should, even though I agree that few people will do things like this, this is also about social and cultural norms, when you are taught in school and in families that blasphemy is really a capital offense. It's very easy, I think, to find justification for these kind of insane cases of violence.
At least in recent memory, what has been France's record when it comes to protecting people's ability to say what they want without official sanction or without the government tolerating private sanction, which is to say violence against them?
I think one of the problems in France with free speech is that there is a double standard. France does not have a blasphemy law, which I endorse and support because it means more freedom of expression. It also means that Charlie Hebdo can publish blasphemous cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad without being prosecuted. But at the same time, France has Holocaust denial laws. France has very tough hate speech laws, meaning that I think some Muslims in France, and I understand that, they have great difficulties understanding why it's okay to mock the Prophet Muhammad, which they see as a holy man, while at the same time it's a criminal offense to say outrageous things about the killing of 6 million Jews in Europe during World War II. That is a double standard. I think it would be good if France was more consistent in applying the principles of free speech.
Cato Senior Fellow Fleming Rose is author of The Tyranny of Silence. Subscribe to the Cato Daily Podcast anywhere you please and follow us on Twitter @CatoPodcast.